Georgia is no stranger to the tragedy of gun violence. On November 23, 2012, Atlanta native Jordan Davis was shot and killed at a Jacksonville, Florida gas station. The African-American teen was unarmed when a white man named Michael Dunn shot him. Dunn was reportedly angered by the music Davis and his friends were playing in their car. Michael Dunn drew a life sentence for that murder. Here's Dunn speaking about the case during a phone call after his arrest.
Everything is absurd. It's like, I'm the victim here. It's 100% on Jordan. 100%. I don't even take a half a percent. I mean, he made that happen. But, you know, maybe he would have killed somebody if it hadn't been me.
That audio is courtesy of the HBO documentary 3.5 Minutes, 10 Bullets. In 2015, I spoke to Jordan's mom, Lucia McBath, who was in the courtroom during the trial. I wonder what that was like for you, Lucy, to hear Michael Dunn saying these things. I mean, at one point, he says he might have saved someone else's life by killing your son. What was that like to listen to that?
Well, I mean, very early on, we knew that a lot of what we were dealing with was racism. But we kept that quiet. We didn't feel the need to point that finger and so-called play the race card at that moment, even though we knew that Michael Dunn was racist and pretty much could not have done what he did, not unless he had inhibited those feelings. But to actually hear it on audio and to actually see it written in the letters, the jailhouse letters, was just, it was horrible. It was horrible because it was all spelled out for us. Here, you know, our boy and the boys had come in contact with just somebody that had such horrible thoughts and ideas about, you know, people of color, about, you know, young black men. And I think it was just really so troublesome to us because we know that there are a lot of Michael Dunns walking around in the country.
Who don't think that they're racist.
Who don't think that they're racist. And that's so disheartening because, you know, we say how far we've come in this country, and we're supposed to be a post-racial society, but it appears to us as we see what's happening in the country most recently, you know, there is a resurgence again of racism. And the thing that I find is that it's been there all along. This undercurrent of this kind of racism that we see now has been here all along. And now people seem far more relevant to wear it as a chip on their shoulder.
Lucy, let's hope that no other parent has to go through what you have gone through to kind of understand some of the issues of the day. I mean, everybody talks and debates about stand your ground. Everyone talks and debates about gun control and talks and debates about racism. Mm-hmm. But none of us ever think we're going to lose our kid to these philosophical ideas. So what would you say is sort of the message of your son's death? What do you say to other parents who may still feel very disconnected from these topics?
I say to them is that I believe that what we're seeing in the country right now is kind of an awakening of the larger problems that we're dealing with, conflicts. And I think the crises that we see with, you know, all the young men that are dying in the country and then, you know, the children at Sandy Hook and all of these that we could list, all these kinds of shootings are happening. I think it's just systemic of something that's even bigger and broader in the country that has to be dealt with. And so what I try to say to those parents that, you know, many of them, a lot of them, you know, their cases are never in the public. A lot of them have never received any justice for the murder of their loved ones. And what I try to say to them is that I think this is an awakening in the country that is going to cause us as a nation us individually, collectively, to look at just who we are and what we think about our fellow man. And how much value do you place on the lives of people that don't look, think, or act like you? And how much value do you place on communities that are outside your own focus and realm? And if you have not committed yourself to thinking about others and the plight of others in this country, then basically shame on you. Shame on you, because if you believe that what is happening in the country cannot or will not happen to you, you're sorely misguided, because the violence, gun violence now has, and the implicit biases and everything have all gone way beyond the ghetto and way beyond the urban area. And so now no one is immune to these kinds of conflicts and opinions and issues that we're dealing with.
That's Lucia McBath of Atlanta. Her teenage son, Jordan Davis, was killed in 2012 following a confrontation over loud music.